Let me ask you, bro, as we take a look at everything that's going on around, bro, you got any Thunder thoughts right now? What's up with the Thunder?
Man, I just think it's in that holding stage. You know what I'm saying? Like, still trying to figure out who's going to be on the team, trying to figure out what injuries are going to inhibit certain players from playing. You know, I think that's what we're sitting at, looking at. Man, it sucks. I hate this part of the season. You know, I really, really do.
Yeah, but dude, it's like, it's kind of like kids hating taking naps, right? Like in the end, you got to have a rest, right?
You do. And I understand that. And as things are going on, I think it's going to kind of be more interesting for what this team ends up doing, because I keep on seeing, every single time I see any news about anything, I see Oklahoma City Thunder as being one of the teams that everybody thinks is going to tank this year. Like, hardcore. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, huh. Like, maybe we're just misunderstanding this somehow. Like, maybe we're misunderstanding what the fuck's going on. But I don't know, man. I don't feel like I don't feel like we are. I feel like this is the year for, you know, Shea to step up and show what he can do. And I think that means 30-plus wins, period. And that takes us out of the top five pick.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, yeah, but you never know. I mean, I think the year that we got KD, I think we had 30 wins, right? Like, something like that. It, like, sometimes that entry to that top five is a little bit higher, but I don't really know, man. I think, like, some teams are going to be really aiming for that bottom pick or the top pick, but, you know, for me, I look at it and I look at the roster, right? I'm like, you're looking at Shea and Giddy, and you're saying, are they going to take a step backwards? Like, I can't imagine that. Like, Shea looks much better. Giddy is going to just benefit from, you know, all that experience he had. We're used to in the NBA seeing a sophomore slump. So I'm not saying that won't happen, but I'm not anticipating it with him. I feel like he's going to pick up where he left off. And when you have your two guards with as Giddy and Shea, like, I can't help but think that this team is automatically in that one position better than half the league, right? Now, we've got to figure out how to get some support in the other spots, but these young guys that we've been bringing in, like, this is their opportunity. You look at Dort, you look at J-Dub, you look at even a guy like Mike Muscala, who's got a lot of basketball left to play. They're going to be coming out, and they're going to be playing to win every game. Like, Aaron Wiggins, he continues to prove to me that if you're trying to win games, you're going to play Aaron Wiggins. Like, he's got game, and he only makes winning plays. And so you go down the roster, and I'm just like, man, like, Kenny Hustle, what team would want Kenny Hustle if they were trying to lose? Like, going down this list, like, these are all winning players, and they're the type of players you build winning teams around, even though it takes time for young players to figure out how to win in the NBA. They have the key ingredients to be winners.
Yeah, and this goes back to what I truly believe about this team. You know, I look at this team and I see this team, like you said, we're full of a bunch of winners. And when you build this team with a bunch of winners and you say to them, hey guys, we are not going to really go for a winning this year, right? It doesn't go well. I mean, even the fans, would you rather, as a fan, cheer for a team that everybody's going to think that we're tanking and we tank? Or would you rather cheer for a team that everybody's going to think they're going to tank and we come out and win 30 plus wins this year? And everybody be like, whoa, that was unexpected. That's what I want to cheer for. That's what I want to root for. And I know most of our listeners that are listening wants to cheer for that, because we can't handle this bullshit anymore, man. Like, and that's due respect to our organization. That's not like me slapping them in the fist saying, fuck you guys for us losing. No, this is me saying we're done with this in-between stage, a tweener stage, or a taint, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, that's where we're sick and tired of being in this spot. We want to be able to be...
Yeah. If you look at what we did early in the season, bro, like, we started out really well, or better than expected, you know? And then right around the All-Star break, you know, we lean into the whole player development side, which if we encounter injuries again, like, I anticipate we'll do that again, but these guys, Giddey, Shea, Lu Dort, they need to be out there playing 70 to 80 games, you know?
100%, dude. 100%. These guys, listen, they need to maximize their stats as long as they can, and this is their moment to do it. Look at, yes, not having Chet sucks right now, but if we look at this team as still putting three rookies on this team this year, right? And that's it. We got 11th and 12th pick this year, plus Jalen Williams. J-Will.
Yeah.
Plus J-Will. Like, that's what we've got to look at this year.
Who we've talked about a lot. He was going to break Kyle Singler's, I'm not sorry, Shane Battier's all-time record for charges drawn if he had stuck around for another year. Bro, like, he's got massive game. He is going to figure out how to be a difference maker on the defensive end, and then turning it around, he'll figure out the and offensive
that's,
end.
That's what we got to look at. But, like, everything else, like, we get to see Baisley play that four position for a little bit longer. We get to see this player, Kenny Hustle, play more of that position, the four and three. We get to see these guys get more playing time out there. I want to see this. I want to see if we can make things work for Baisley, because here's the reality. When push comes to shove, if Baisley can figure out that five position, right, which is the most crucial position to be able to play at the power forward, is that switch from four to five. If we can have him play that position, man, he has a ton of value on this team, especially because he'll probably sign for a very team-friendly contract. So to me, I'm looking at this and saying there's another building block that we could have as a positive because of what's happened with Chet. And I think we just got to keep going back to that and trying to recognize there's all these negative shit going down right now. All this negative shit going down right now. People are like, blah, 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 blah. We just got to look through the bullshit. We got to look through all that other stuff and say, okay, this is what the reality is. If this team stays intact, if this team has the exact same players play that are slotted to play right now without injury, what can this team seriously do? Could this team go to 500? You know, some people still think that this team has the ability to pull off some crazy wins. And I look at this as, you know, I'm looking at the top NBA top 100 list, man, right? And I'm seeing Shea being mentioned at 66. And 65 other names are in front of him. And some of them are from the same draft class as him, you know? And some of them are the draft class after him. And some of them are the draft class after him after that. And this has got to bug him, bro. This has really got to itch his ass a little bit too much, because if I'm here and I'm looking at there and saying, you know, Pablo is only a couple behind me, and all these rookies and all these second year, like, dude, I'm pissed. I'm not only pissed, I'm out there working my ass off even harder, because 66 is the number I would be putting above my locker. Motherfucking 66. 65 better players in the NBA. Listen, Shea belongs in this list of the top 20. And I've said that for a long time. When he's healthy, he's a top 20 player in the NBA. And he just got shit on like that, man.
You got to get some wins, bro. That's the problem. You got to get wins. Because, I mean, stats don't prove anything.
You're right. It bugs me, man. It's the disrespect in Oklahoma.
Bugs all of us, bro. It is about Oklahoma. It is about that, but he'll get his time, dude. He will get his time. I'm sure.
And I, you know, there's a little bit more respect on the aspect of whatever the other, was it the players or was it the coaches that did the ratings as well? And he was ranked 33rd. So there is a little bit of respect out there, but
you know, he's got to get in that top 20. No doubt.
It's 100%. He's got to get in there. And I don't know. I look at this as the building block to this year, because if we can make this happen without Chet, and then we add our piece, whatever that piece is for next year, plus Chet, we're even better. And I know there's a lot of even more people out there saying that Chet should not be able to, or he should not sit out 1 year. He should come back sooner. And I understand that, and I can respect that people are saying whenever there's an opportunity for a player to play, he's got to do it. But at this point of his career, he's got to get healthy. And if we can get healthy and he can get this foot healthy without having to do, you know, crazy shit like, hey, I want to make it back in 4 months, it's going to be better for Chet. And I this is why I consistently say is that when you're in an organization like the Oklahoma City Thunder, who really side on the side of caution, it's probably inhibited our players, some of our starters like Shea, to get injured. I mean, we've seen him have a minor injury here and there, but it's not something that's been a season-ending injury typically. Was it 2 years ago, the plantar fasciitis that cost him the season? But on a typical basis, if he had a reason to come back early, Shea would not have been done. So I keep on looking at this as like our, you know, instinction and our protective instinction on these young men is truly spectacular. So as an organization, we just got to continue doing what we're doing.
All right, bro. What else you got on the Thunder, dude?
Man, I want to say is that the bench this year, we've always said that we've had a really, really quality bench, top five bench in the league. I want to say is our bench this year is going to look even better. We believe in this team a ton, but adding Jay Will, as you will, to that bench and throwing him there and allowing him to do what he's going to do, whether J-Dub starts or not, it doesn't really matter. If Bazley comes off the bench, it doesn't matter. Like, these guys are going to all learn to come off the bench eventually. And I don't know. I get excited about our bench because our bench is something special. And the fact is that, you know, signing Kenny Hustle to that contract this year solidifies his opportunity to really make it his bench and an expectation of this is how you act in Oklahoma City. Man, I'm excited about this. I'm excited about Kenny Hustle being here, being that leader off the bench that he is. So, man, I'm pumped.
For sure, dude. We're pumped up. We definitely appreciate everybody, you know, taking the time to join us. Whether you're joining us on The Last Storm or the No Offense Podcast, the Yankee Death Star, it doesn't matter, man. You're all part of what we're doing here, which is having a blast, being sex positive. And really, dude, what I just want to say more than anything is how much we appreciate everybody who's just been along with this journey with us. I can't guarantee what's going to happen next, but I promise you, we're going to have a lot of fun. He's cleared out defenders faster than a teenager clears his search history on his... Holy smokes. Bam. That's right, Mark Sanchez. One more time for the road. Holy smokes. Thank you so much. Holy Mark Sanchez, thank you everybody for continuing to join us, because I don't know where this thing is going, but I know every day I look forward to it. We're working on this even when we're not doing it, and it's like what I think about all the time. This is fun, man. This is as much fun as I've ever had.
We're all about growing in centimeters, not inches, man.
Right, dude. 1 millimeter at a time. Thin slice it, bro. Just take small little slices. You can take down anything, bro. That's the rule. And no matter what, remember to make sure you clear your search history on your web browser.